This is The Couple Next Door, script number 131 for Monday, June 30th, time 2:30 to 2:45 p.m. current New York time. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear. Oh. Honey? I think maybe you better get up.
Oh. What? What's the matter? What are you talking about? It's still dark.
Yes, I know. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:15.
Well, what are you waking me up for now? Oh, golly.
Well, I think your second child is about to arrive, and if you haven't anything else to do, dear, I thought you might drive me to the hospital.
What? Oh, my gosh. Really?
All right. Don't get so excited. But no frantic rush.
The baby wasn't due until about the 14th.
Well, babies sometimes arrive early.
Well, darling, how do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel all right. Now, don't worry.
You're all dressed.
Yes, I got up and dressed. I let you sleep as long as possible.
Look, Peters, why didn't you wake me up right away?
Now, there's nothing to get all excited about, dear. Fact is, I don't know that it's time. I just felt kind of funny last night, and then I haven't slept much.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Well, there wasn't anything to tell you, really, about an hour ago, I thought maybe I ought to call the doctor, so I called her.
Oh, my gosh, really? Golly, where are my socks and my shoes?
Now, take it easy, dear.
Well, what did Dr. Renning say? Well, was she worried?
No, huh? She said to get dressed and go on over to the hospital.
Oh?
Take your pajamas off. Now, don't put your pants on over them. We aren't in that much of a rush, dear.
Oh, well, honey, are you sure?
Yeah.
Betsy, what about Betsy?
Well, she's not here. That's why I let her stay overnight with Mary Lou Kendall.
Oh.
Oh, dear, I forgot to pack some bedroom slippers in my suit.
I'll do that, Dolly. Well, come back here, will you, and sit down or
no,
lie down or something.
Listen, you've got all you can do to get yourself dressed. Now, stop worrying.
But
my goodness, you're worse than you were with the first baby.
Yeah, well, now I know what I'm in for.
Look, I'll go down and fix your cup of coffee to steady your nerve, huh?
Dolly, I don't understand you at all. Look, what if that baby were born right here?
I guess women have had babies at home before. Now get dressed, darling, please.
Yeah. Oh, golly.
Cannon thundered and rockets flared over the barricades in the Battle of New Orleans, and Andrew Jackson won a great victory for the United States. There was only one thing askew with that victory. A month before, United States and British envoys in Europe had signed a treaty ending the war. That, of course, was in 1815 when news traveled by sailing ship. Today, if a shot is fired in the Middle East, Lowell Thomas has a whole story for you by dinner time. If a conference is held in Europe, a CBS news correspondent tells you of its highlights on the World News Roundup within hours. Next time you listen to CBS News dynamic coverage, give a thought to what a privileged generation we are to have the world at our fingertips through radio, to have the excitement of shortwave on-the-spot reports on the World News Roundup with our breakfast coffee, the clear, incisive reporting of Lowell Thomas in the evenings. Start this week to hear the World News Roundup and Lowell Thomas regularly. Both programs are heard Monday through Friday on CBS Radio for most of these same stations.
Is it? What's the matter, dear?
I can't find a shirt to wear.
Put on the one you had on yesterday.
Oh.
You can leave me at the hospital and come back home and shave and change your shirt then and go to your office.
No. I'll put on a clean one now. I mean, I'll stay over there, you know. I won't go to the office.
Oh, now, don't be silly. I'd rather you go to the office. They can call you. Here, put on this shirt, Mrs. Keene, if you insist.
How do you feel?
I feel fine, except you think I'm getting a cold.
Oh,
here,
I
get into your shirt, dear. Yeah. Come on here.
Well, I don't feel fine.
Now, turn around now. Yeah, let me get your shirt.
I can do it.
Oh, hold on.
Sweetheart, now look, don't worry, will you?
No, I'm not worried, dear. Oh, here, you're buttoning your shirt all wrong. Let me do it, darling.
I think we'd better phone the hospital so somebody meets us at the entrance.
No,
you know?
We don't have to do any such thing. I'll get your tie on. Here, you can wear this one.
Yeah, well, boy, honey, you realize that last time there'll be just three of us in the family, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Next time you're home, there'll be four of us.
Uh-huh.
Golly, my son.
Well, honey, it might be another girl. You mustn't say my son all the time. You know, you'll be disappointed.
Oh, no, darling. I don't want you to think that. I won't be disappointed at all. Girls are wonderful. It's just that I've got a feeling it's going to be a boy.
Now, I put little notes around. Uh-huh. Don't forget to water the ivy, and don't forget to feed the dog. Give the rabbits fresh water and lettuce.
Yeah.
And leave notes for the milkman.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I forgot to put on my shoes.
Without
my shoes.
If Mrs. Henderson calls, will you tell her I left the tickets for the fashion show with Elmer?
Yeah.
Now, what did I say?
I don't know.
Oh, honey.
Honey, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
You feel all right?
Now, stop worrying.
I shouldn't ask that. You know, that book on emergency said, now, don't keep asking her how she feels. Take her mind off the subject and talk about other things.
Will you remember to tell Mrs. Henderson the tickets are at Elmer's?
Tickets are at Elmer's.
Yes, all right. Now, come on. You all ready?
Yeah, I think so. Honey, you want me to carry you down the stairs?
I do not want you to carry me down the stairs. It would wind up with you in the hospital. Now, come on, honey, let's go.
Funny, the town always seems so quiet driving along at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Honey, are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you, dear.
Well, we ought to be there soon.
Sure.
Well, I hope it's a nice day tomorrow. And
so dark yet, you can't tell.
Certainly been a rather chilly spring.
Yes. Well, it's been warm the last week or so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Guess it depends on the trade winds, you know.
What?
I say the weather depends on the trade winds.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, the trade winds. They blow up from the equator, I think, and then there's the Gulf Stream. That's why England isn't like Greenland.
What, dear?
I said that's why England isn't like Greenland, you know, all ice and snow. The Gulf Stream comes up along the east coast and then over the North Atlantic, and that's what hits England.
What are you talking about, dear?
I don't know. I'm just trying to take your mind off of it, I guess. Funny, isn't it? As many times as we've ridden downtown together, here we are riding downtown together again. I mean, you know, different circumstances and things like that.
I know what you mean, dear.
Funny how you can do something like this. I like driving downtown together, and it doesn't mean a thing. And then suddenly it's all changed. I mean, what I mean is...
Darling, I know what you mean. Now, look, if it's not a boy...
Look, darling, if it's a girl, that is fine with me. Either one. Look, I haven't got my heart set on a boy, necessarily, you know. I only feel it's going to be a boy.
Well, let's
not talk about it, dear. I don't want you to worry. Hey, honey, did I ever tell you about the time we painted the statue green when I was in college?
No, tell me about it.
Well, we got this green paint and painted the statue green. Yeah. I guess that's all there is to the story. Come to think of it, we just painted it green.
You turn at the next corner, dear.
Statue. Oh, yes.
Well, this must be it. Room 437. Come on in, dear. It's empty.
No, I don't understand it. They don't seem to be a bit interested at the desk down there. Kind of just telling us to come up to the room like that. Isn't it funny that they didn't meet you with a wheelchair or something? Where's the nurse?
Well, I don't need a wheelchair. And the nurse will be in. Set the suitcase on the bed and I'll unpack it.
Yeah, well. Nice room.
Yeah. I was lucky they had one since I'm early.
How do you feel, honey?
All right. Oh, honestly, only one hanger in this closet.
Well, where the dickens is a doctor? Shouldn't somebody be looking after you? Not even a nurse around here. By golly, I'll tell you, they're charging us. Seems to me you ought to be getting some room service.
It's no frantic rush, and please lower your voice.
Well, where do you suppose the doctor is?
Probably sleeping.
Sleeping?
Shh, dear.
Sleeping?
Well, she said she'd come around in the morning, and they'll call if it's urgent. There's always a resident doctor here. Honey, you better sit down. What is the matter, dear?
I don't know. I shouldn't have had that coffee. I think it made me a little queasy,
Here, lie down on the bed.
Upset.
You can stay and talk to me a bit before the nurse comes. I want to unpack anyhow. Here, lie down. Let me help you. Lie down.
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, all this excitement. Got kind of a headache.
Well, I've got some aspirin in my purse. Zipper part right there, dear. Right there. You get them out. I'll get you a glass of water. Oh, come in. Oh, come in, nurse.
Well, My goodness. Which one is the patient?
I think he'll be all right. It's your second baby.
I just had a kind of a headache. I just laid down for a second.
Well, it's an old story, but it's true. We have more trouble with the fathers than the mothers. So we have a new plan at the hospital. We ask the expectant fathers to donate a pint of blood to our blood bank while they're waiting. And this usually keeps them so busy they don't have time to worry.
Oh, that's wonderful, and I'm sure he'd love to. Wouldn't you, dear?
What?
Donate a pint of blood to their blood bank while you're waiting.
Oh, well, I don't...
Now, you can stay and talk to your wife for a few minutes, and then I'll be back to help your wife undress. And Miss Harper of the blood bank will be here to take you down to the blood lab to have your blood tied.
Well, wait.
And thank you. All the fathers have been most cooperative.
I'm sure they have.
I'll be right back.
All right, dear.
I donate a pint of blood.
Well, isn't that nice, dear? Give you something to do.
They don't even know that you're going to need a transfusion.
Well, I probably won't. It's for their blood bank in general. And it's a wonderful idea. It'll give you something to think about besides me.
Okay.
Now, honey, please, don't worry so about me. I know everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, darling, you look just frantic. Sweetheart, now I'm going to be all right.
Seems to me that's a lot of nerve, just expecting me to donate blood like that. I mean, she didn't even ask, really. They just dragged you down there.
Why, it doesn't hurt a bit.
I know that. It isn't that. It's just...
Dear.
Now, don't worry about me, will you? I'll be all right.
Sure you will, dear. I'm sure you will.
Yes, of course. Go right on in. He's just lying down. We always ask the fathers to lie down afterwards.
Oh, yes, thank you. Well, hello, dear.
Oh, well, for Pete's sake, what are you doing up and dressed and walking around? Is it...
You won't believe it. False alarm.
False alarm?
Yes,
you mean you...
Dr. Rennie arrived and said there was no question about it at all.
False alarm? Well...
She said positively, and then suddenly, I remembered that yesterday afternoon I had shrimp salad at Carol's house, and shrimp always gives me a stomachache. I knew that, but it was so good, and I ate it, you know, to be polite anyhow. Then I forgot about it until just now. Well, when I told Dr. Renning about it, you should have heard it, darling. Oh, we laughed, I...
Oh, you did.
Yes, and frankly, you know, I really feel kind of foolish about it.
False alarm.
Yeah. Well, I can't help it, dear.
For Pete's sake, I just gave a pint of my blood.
I know, and I'm sure the hospital appreciates it. Now, come on, here. Get up. I'll help you. Nurse said you could go home. Maybe I'd better drive if you feel weak or anything.
Boy, I tell you,
I'm sorry, dear.
False alarm.
My gosh.
Holiday coming with all kinds of outdoor eating and fun. Whatever your plans for the long weekend, you'll need Triple Wax Cut Right, the wax paper that keeps all picnic foods fresh longer. Penny for penny, the big 125-foot roll gives you almost four times more than expensive wraps and gives you a full 25 feet more than most other wax papers. It's being featured in food stores now. So when shopping, be sure to look for the Cut Right display and pick up a roll of Cut Right. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Pat Englund, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.